So 1 Corinthians 12, so I'm going to read verses 12 to 14 and verse 27. So 12 to 14 and then 27 from 1 Corinthians 12. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by or into one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of many, so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. And then verse 27 says, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is a part of it. Well, on Thursday night, I was sharing a bit of a devotional at the start of the AGM, and that was from earlier in 1 Corinthians in chapter 3, which is another image of the church there that Paul talks about. And he says, you're co-workers together with God. Co-workers together with God. And we think about what an incredible privilege that is to partner with God, to have God partner with us in what we're doing. We're his servants. And it says there as well, you are his field. You're where God's working. God's working in and among you as his field of operation, if you like. And we're his building. And it's a very special kind of building, a temple filled with his Spirit, which brings praise and glory and honor to him. So that's the image there in chapter 3. And then here in chapter 12, we've got another image of the church, of God's people. The church is a body made up of many parts. And that's what we're going to think about this morning. And the church as a body is this interesting mixture of these two kind of almost opposite ideas, an earthly idea and a spiritual idea, an earthly reality and a heavenly reality, the ordinary and the spiritual, if you like. Because here's the image of the human body. And the human body is quite earthy, isn't it? It's made of flesh and blood. And in Genesis, we read how God took the dust of the earth and formed man out of that before he breathed life into it. The stuff of our bodies, of our human body, is very earthy. And, you know, the church is like that, isn't it? It's made up of people who are earthy. You know, sometimes we're embarrassed by some of the functions of our body. Some of those functions are embarrassing. We don't talk about some things that our bodies do very often. We don't want to talk about them in public. They're not part of, like, if you're sitting at a meal table and having a nice meal together, you don't bring up some of the things that your body does because they're embarrassing. And Paul says that's part of the picture here. Some of it's embarrassing. Some of the functions of our body are fragile. Some parts of our body are very delicate. Sometimes we get a great sense, don't we, that bits of our body fail. And that's really annoying when that happens, isn't it? And we're kind of made of clay, aren't we? We're made of clay, and often we've got feet of clay. We might put our foot in things. Now these bodies, they're earthy, and they're fragile, and they can be embarrassing. And that's part of this image here. The church is a body made up of fallible, earthy, human people. But that's not the whole picture. The body of Christ isn't just an earthen vessel. It's the body of Christ. It's his body. It has a powerful spiritual element to it, not just this physical element to it, not just this earthly aspect to it. Jesus is the source of all spiritual wisdom and power, and he's the head of the body. He gives the body life. He gives it purpose. He pours his Spirit out upon these very earthy human vessels, and he makes them special, doesn't he? You were baptized by one Spirit into one body, Paul says, and given one Spirit to drink. The way we come into the body of Christ, where we become part of God's church, God's people, is through the work of the Holy Spirit bringing us to life. So we put our trust and faith in Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, and that great exchange takes place. He transforms us, he forgives us, he reconciles us to God, and his Spirit brings us to life. We come to life spiritually. That's how we come in to the body. So we're no longer an earthly group of people. We're a spiritual group of people. You know, we're told Christians individually are like jars of clay that have this treasure within. This presence of Jesus and the filling of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in this jar of clay. But that's also true of the corporate picture, the picture of when we come together as a group. We form this one body together that's like a jar of clay when we come together, that experiences the presence and the lordship of Jesus in another way when you meet together, like Jesus said, where two or three gather together, I'm there among you. Well, of course, he's with us when we're on our own, isn't he? But there's something very dynamic and precious about his presence when we're together, when we're one in Christ, when we're united in Christ, and there we can be filled as a group and sense the presence of the Holy Spirit together with us. And that's part of the image here, isn't it? That the church is this mixture of the ordinary, the weak and the fallible, and yet the spiritual, the dynamic and the powerful, all in one picture. And sometimes, you know, we struggle as individuals, maybe we act in an earthly way, and then the whole body suffers when we do that. We have a responsibility to each other in how we walk with Christ. The Bible says, you know, we can walk according to the flesh, according to our human nature, according to our worldly desires. That's a very earthly way to behave, isn't it? We're all affected by that when any one of us lives like that. But there's this other picture of when we live by the Spirit, when we keep in step with the Spirit, when we walk in harmony with God, when we take our step by step with him, then the whole body functions well together, because every part needs to be functioning well for the whole thing to work. And then the church can be this powerful transformational force on the earth that has a huge and wonderful effect. So I just want to show you a short video, which I think you'll enjoy. It's got a little bit of humor in it. But it's a picture of what does it look like if even one part of our body isn't doing what it's supposed to do? If any one of us isn't walking in step with the Spirit, living under the lordship of Christ, what happens? What would that look like? So this is a simple picture of that. I think it gets the point across, doesn't it? It's just one part not doing what it's supposed to do. It affects the whole body, and we have a bit of a mess. So that's how important each of our parts are. We're going to develop that a little bit later. Let's sing a couple of songs. And these are a couple of action songs. So if you're young at heart, hopefully that's all of you, you can join in the actions.